Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. Today's episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by Art Heals All Wounds. Do you want to change the world? So does creator Pam Uzel. Each week, she interviews an artist about the ways their work has made positive changes in their lives and the impact that change is having on others. Their vision is helping us build communities that nurture everyone. Pam is the host of Art Heals All Wounds, a podcast that introduces you to artists whose work is creating positive change in the world. Listen to it wherever you find your favorite shows. We're also excited to be supported by Crime Scene Queens from Q-Code Media. True crime fanatics, it's time to set the record straight and dive into the science behind your true crime obsession. Hosts and CSIs Laura and Shelley are ready to debunk what TV has taught us and share stories from real crime scenes. No subject is off limits, and each episode contains little-known forensic facts that will impress or gross out your friends. Laughs, gore, shock, and awe await. Listen to Crime Scene Queens on your favorite podcast app. Hey listeners, my name is Ann Baird, and I'm guest hosting this week's episode of Feedback with Earbuds while Arielle is away. But have no fear, she's writing the words that are coming out of my mouth right now, so she's still with us in spirit. I'll tell you a bit more about me and my work in audio later in the show. For now, just know that I'm excited to be here for some podcast recommendations. Shout out to Devin Andrade, my podcast internet friend, for guest hosting last week. If you're interested in exploring podcasts on books and reading, that's what last week's episode was all about. And one more housekeeping note. Arielle will be away next week too, so you'll have another substitute teacher. I wonder who it'll be. And now on to the podcasts. This week's theme comes to us from curator Joe Wells, a comedian and host of the podcast Neurodivergent Moments. In just a moment, we'll hear from Joe about his podcast picks for this week's theme, which is shining a light on neurodivergent podcasters. After we hear from Joe, we've got a voice clip from this week's spotlight pick, which comes from Lemonada Media. It's called The Letter, and by the way, it hit number one on Apple Podcasts this week, which is awesome. So don't miss that voice clip. After that, I've got some podcast industry news and tidbits before we close it out and send you on your way to listen to more podcasts. Let's get into it, shall we? Here's our curator, Joe Wells. Hit the tape!
Hello, my name is Joe Wells. I am a comedian and a writer and recently a podcaster. I've put together a little list for you of neurodivergent podcasts. This is quite a new term. I don't know whether the listeners to this podcast will know the term neurodivergent. But if you don't, it's a term sort of born out of the sort of autism rights movement. But it's broader than just autistic people. So when we talk about neurodivergent people, we're talking about autistic people, but we're also talking about anyone whose brain works in an unusual way that you wouldn't expect a brain to work. So that would include dyslexic, dyspraxic, ADHD people. Yeah, anyone whose brain works in a sort of unusual, unexpected way. Even some people who maybe they don't fit neatly into a category, and neurodivergence is a sort of inclusive term that includes lots of different people. I think the podcasting is perfect for neurodivergent people. I think there's no gatekeeping around it. You know, if you want to put together a podcast, you can do it, and that's very exciting. And we're seeing lots of groups finding their voice and finding community through podcasting, and I think that's happening for neurodivergent people too. There's some very exciting neurodivergent podcasts made by and for neurodivergent people. I'll tell you about some now. One of them not by neurodivergent person, but most of them are. First, I want to talk to you about Aught Hour, which is Sarah Gibbs' podcast where she talks to autistic writers. We had Sarah on our podcast, and she said, "I'm very proud of the name Aught Hour." And I sort of smiled along and went, "Oh yeah, it's a good name." And it took me like 2 days after to get Ortao. It is a good name and it's a clever joke, but I missed the joke to really think about it. It's Ortao. It's like it's an hour long talking about an autistic writer, and it's like auteur, isn't it? So it's like Ortao, auteur. It's like a play on auteur. It's very clever. Took me a while to get it, but that's not on Sarah, that is on me. It's a brilliant podcast. If I had to direct you towards one, I'd direct you towards Elle McNichol's interview. I love Elle's book. She writes middle grade, which is like 8 to 12, but anyone can read them. She writes children's books about neurodivergent characters, and they're just really beautiful and real and funny, and bits that make you cry, and there's sort of bits which are exciting and scary. She wrote a brilliant science fiction novel for children, which is absolutely fantastic. So yeah, it was really cool to be able to hear a bit of Elle's thinking and sort of what how she's sort of behind the scenes insight into her writing. My pick number two is Different Minds, which is John Offord's podcast. John works for the BBC, very well produced podcast. And he's spoken to sort of all the big players in the neurodiversity, autism rights movement, that world. He's spoken to Temple Grandin, who I hope most people know who Temple Grandin is. She's a very important scientist who was also one of the first people to write first-hand accounts of being autistic. Steve Silberman, who wrote Neurotribes, which for my money is the most important book about autism ever written, probably. Judy Singer, who coined the term neurodiversity. Lydia Brown, who's a really important disability rights activist in America, has written some very interesting stuff about the sort of intersection of neurodivergence and trans identity. I would recommend Lydia's work. I mean, all of the Different Mind podcasts are fascinating and interesting. The Temple Grandin one, that's where I would start, because I think Temple Grandin is a really interesting person. And there's a lovely bit in the podcast where John asks Temple, what are the things you struggle with? And she gives the most sort of Temple Grandin answer ever, because she says, oh, my back's been a bit bad. That's the thing that I struggle with, so I've got a bad back. And I think that really sums up Temple Grandin as a person, you know, that the sort of subtext of the question was you know, what are the things you struggle with as an autistic person? But actually, her being autistic is the thing that makes her an incredible scientist. So for her, the thing she struggles with is that she's got a bit of a bad back. I thought that was a really lovely moment in that podcast. Pick number three is Katie Lerick's Infinite Quest. It's a fun chat with some TikTok stars with ADHD. It's really interesting content. All comes from an ADHD perspective. And they have guests and they talk about Dungeons and Dragons. And it's just a fun podcast. And I like that not trying to be too sort of earnest. It's just sort of some fun chat, but coming from that point of view. 21 and Sensory will be my fourth pick. It's hosted by Emily, who's an autistic illustrator. Good starting point is the Camilla Pang interview. I think Camilla Pang is a really cool writer. She wrote a book called Explaining Humans. It's all about how science has helped her to understand human relationships. I'd recommend 21 Sensory, particularly that episode. My final pick is our podcast, which is called Neurodivergent Moments. It is me, Joe Wells, and the wonderful Abigail Shimone. I am autistic. She has ADHD. We have neurodivergent guests on and we talk to them about their lives. It's fun. It's silly. We have had amazing guests. We have Rufus Hound. We've had Angela Barnes. We have had Sarah Gibbs from the Ortao podcast. It's a lot of fun. I hope that you listen to that and all of the podcasts on my list. Thank you for having me, earbuds, and I will speak to you soon. Bye.
Thank you to Joe for curating this week's list of podcast picks for earbuds and for sending in that voice clip. His recommendations will be listed in the show notes of this episode and are available in newsletter form on our website at earbuds.audio. Do you want to be our next earbuds curator? As a curator, you submit a list of your favorite podcasts and you can record a voice clip to tell us about those podcasts. Anyone can curate a list, even you. Find a link to the application form in our newsletter. Next up, it's spotlight time. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlighted in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting a podcast called The Letter from Lemonada Media and KSL Podcasts. Here's host Amy Donaldson to tell us about it.
Hey, we're so excited to have been selected as this week's Earbuds Spotlight pick. My name's Amy Donaldson, and I'm the host of The Letter. In this podcast, we return to the night a 19-year-old shot two strangers so we can understand the aspects of tragedy that we don't often discuss. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and how a letter delivered decades later offers something no one saw coming, the possibility of redemption. You can find it anywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts or at theletterpodcast.com. Thank you.
Next up, here are some things you might love if you love podcasts. First, Scaled, the Latino Business Story, is a bi-weekly series that tells the stories of Latinx entrepreneurs and their journeys to scaling their businesses. From raising capital to innovating within notoriously enclosed industries to pivoting across sectors, guests get candid about what they've learned, the challenges they've faced, and how they overcame institutional and mental barriers that keep many from taking the path of entrepreneurship. Next, have you created a trailer for a podcast? Has it since become a show? Or is it stuck in the trailer phase? Either way, submit to the Trailer Park Podcast for a chance to be featured. Ariel is starting this new show with Tim Villegas. They've already gotten 50 submissions, so soon they'll start listening and writing some episodes, and they'd love to feature your trailer. Head to trailerparkpodcast.crd.co to learn more and to submit your show. Again, that's trailerparkpodcast.crd.co. Next, Kara Swisher announced a new interview podcast with Vox Media and New York Magazine called On with Kara Swisher. And from Pod News, an analyst's note suggests that podcast ad spend in the U.S. will reach $6 billion by 2026. Daniel Day, who works for B. Riley, was interviewed on Hot Pod Insider and shared these predictions. Next, the Apollo Podcasts app for fiction podcasts launched their Creator Showcase, featuring new episodes from some of the best minds in fiction podcasting, as well as interviews with these creators where they share the magic of their processes. You can download the app to listen to the episodes and interviews at apollopods.com/showcase. And last, but certainly not least, who am I? How did I get here? I'm Anne Baird. I've been regularly listening to podcasts for at least 10 years and have been actively working in the industry since 2019. I'm currently the Chief Financial and Operating Officer at Hug House Productions, which produces mostly fiction podcasts and a little bit of nonfiction. And I work with Radio Drama Revival as a line producer and marketing and social media manager. You can also find me working with Ariel and the amazing team at Tink Media on our various client campaigns. As you can see, I'm usually the person behind the scenes, but I'm always happy to get behind the mic to help out a friend. And that's all for now, so go listen to some podcasts.
Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. And until next week, happy listening.